for brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled.
Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit?
Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone.
Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not.
As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
And whatsoever ye do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men.
Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ.
May we bow our heads in prayer. Almighty God, we come before thee and into thy presence with thanksgiving. We thank thee, O God, for all you have been to us. We pray that thou wouldest bless our efforts here, and throughout the year, grant that we as students and as professors may become what we are potentially capable of becoming. Grant that we may be uniquely ourselves. Grant that we may follow in the precepts and example of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Help us in our efforts, O God, we pray thee, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We'll turn to hymn 315. Sing together, I Would Be True. The purpose of this morning's chapel service is to give you, the students, an opportunity to become acquainted with the extension program of our seminary. The extension committee is a part of the Student Coordinating Council, and its purpose is to serve and minister to our community in a variety of ways. I would now like to present Wayne Brown, who is chairman of this year's committee. Extension, Wayne Brown.
Thank you, Sherman. This morning, as has already been mentioned, we would like to use this chapel service to acquaint each one of you as students and as faculty members of the program which we have planned for this year's Extension Committee in many areas of service. For those of you who may be new to our campus at Southeastern, the Extension Committee, its purpose is really to do that which its name implies. That is to extend the hand of love, the hand of concern from our seminary, our community here, into the surrounding areas, the surrounding community. It's the purpose of the Extension Committee to organize programs, areas of service, ministries, in which we as students may become involved in meeting the needs where they really exist. On the program which was handed you as you entered the chapel this morning are the five areas in which our Extension Committee is serving: the rest homes in Wake Forest, the Senior Citizens Club, Youngsville Baptist Church, and Murdoch Center. This morning, the chairman of each one of these committees is going to come and present matters relating to his area of service. We regret that Miss Peggy Poor, who is the chairman of the Senior Citizens Club, isn't able to be with us this morning, but this morning is the first day of service to the senior citizens, and it wouldn't be very appropriate for her to miss the first day at her job. But each one of the other chairmen will come and explain what their program involves.
Our work at the Wake
Forest Rest Home will consist of having our routine worship service, I suppose you would say, but we will have our song service, our prayer service, a devotional period, and then we will visit into the homes of those that are not able to come out into the assembly area. I think that this will be very meaningful to all of us that participate in this program, and I would like to ask that if there is one of you that would like to help us in the devotional period, that you contact me or one of the other members, and we will set you up with an appointment and appropriate time. They do have a very wonderful home out there. I was out yesterday and looked at it, and they have a good place for assembly with a piano and songbooks and what have you. But we will be having these services beginning tonight.
Cast me not away in the time of age. The Colonial Guest Home offers to students of Southeastern Seminary a very meaningful ministry to senior citizens. A time of group singing, a time of special music, and a short devotion comprises our fellowship there together. We meet Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. at 238 North Main Street. And this is one block on the right behind the Johnson Classroom Building. Those of you who choose to fellowship with us at the Colonial Guest Home, I hope will seek me out and inquire about the details, and I will be delighted to have you be in the Colonial Guest Home to help us out. Those of you who do come to fellowship and to minister with us will find that you will be deeply blessed, and you will have times that will be unforgettable to you, and that will be deeply rewarding and richly inspiring in your own Christian lives.
The extension work at the Youngsville Baptist Church consists of four students who go to the Youngsville Baptist Church on the second and fourth Sundays of each month. These students teach four classes at the Youngsville Baptist Church, one young people's class, one adult men's class, and two adult women's classes. The reason this program was inaugurated last year for the first time was not because there was a shortage of Sunday school teachers at the Youngsville Baptist Church or because there was a lack of interest in the Sunday school program at the Youngsville Baptist Church. As a matter of fact, quite the contrary. It was inaugurated because there is a very great interest in the Sunday school program at the Youngsville Baptist Church. And it was felt by the leaders in this church, and not only the leaders, but also practically all of the members, that they could profit by having seminary students come and teach the Sunday school classes on alternate Sundays, the second and the fourth. It was felt by the Youngsville Baptist Church and also by the seminary that this program would be profitable from many standpoints, and I'll just briefly mention some of these this morning. The first, it's felt that the variety which would be provided in the Sunday school program because of various students from the seminary teaching different classes and changing around in the classes would be beneficial to the people, in that they would be exposed to different teachers, different methods of teaching, and various content in the teaching. It was also felt that this program would benefit the Sunday school teachers at the Youngsville Baptist Church, because they would be exposed to the various methods and the way in which we went about presenting our thoughts in presenting our Sunday school lessons. And finally, it was felt that it would be beneficial to us as seminary students, because it would give us to relate the knowledge that we are getting at seminary in a very concrete situation. I think it is very possible for a student at seminary to become so wrapped up in studying deep theological dogma and all the other courses that he really neglects relating this knowledge that he's getting in a concrete situation. I had a girl to tell me last year that she really had trouble relating her theology to the class that she taught at the Youngsville Baptist Church, and she was discouraged because she was having a difficult time. Well, my thought was that here was somebody more than perhaps anybody else who needed to relate their theology and so forth in a real concrete situation. So these are the reasons that this program at the Youngsville Baptist Church has been inaugurated. And it has been a successful program so far for the church and also for the seminary students who have attended. If any of you would be interested in teaching at the Youngsville Baptist Church, if you would contact either me or Mr. Ted James or perhaps even Wayne Brown, we would be glad to notify you of the times that we will be going and the classes that we have available for you to teach. The last program listed on your sheet this morning is Murdoch Center. Murdoch is located in Butner, North Carolina, which is about 23 miles from here, and it's one of the state institutions of North Carolina for the mentally retarded. It serves the central and western regions of this state. The nature of our service as students from Southeastern to Murdoch is to teach adults, young people, and children who are mentally retarded. Last year, it was my pleasure to not only serve as a Sunday school volunteer from Southeastern, but to also work at Murdoch in the chaplain's department as a student chaplain. It was one of the richest experiences of my life. It brought me, I think, to accept people for what they are as persons, and then to try to work with them as these persons in the best way possible. I don't think this is out of order. I would like to tell you about one of the characters that I met last year at Murdoch. Her name was Margaret, and she came to me one day. She was about 38 or 40 years old. And she came to me one day and with this title, Chaplain Brown, I'm a very smart girl. And I said, yes, Margaret, I've heard some very good reports on your work here in the infirmary. I've heard you're doing a very good job with these patients. And again, she said, I'm smart. Those doctors and nurses couldn't do without me here at Murdoch. And again, I said, yes, even some of the staff told me what a good job you were doing, what a smart girl you were. Well, she continued and kept on bragging on herself. They liked this feeling of high esteem or regard for their own lives. And after she continued bragging, I finally turned to her and I said this, now, Margaret, don't you get to thinking that you're too smart. And she said, oh, no, Chaplain Brown, I'd never get to thinking that I'm too smart, but I are smart, though. You meet all types of characters in institutions. Margaret was only one of these people. She had a need in her life, and I felt that in some small way I was able to relate to her as a human being, as a person, and help, as we heard in our opening prayer, bring out the potential which was in her as a being, as a person. Southeastern provides this extension service to Murdoch on Sunday mornings, the first and the third Sundays. We leave in front of the cafeteria at 10 o'clock in the morning. We go out as a group. We divide up and teach our Sunday school classes. And then after the Sunday school classes, we meet with the chaplain at Murdoch for a very valuable discussion on the needs of the mentally retarded and how we as pastors and Christians can relate to these persons. Then we usually climax the day by eating lunch together in the cafeteria, which as a state-supported institution, you can get a very cheap meal for about 50 cents. And we seminarians take advantage of this opportunity. If any of you are interested in the opportunities at Murdoch, at Youngsville Baptist Church, at the rest homes here in Wake Forest, or at the Senior Citizens Club, I hope that you will sincerely think about these offers. Think about them as what you could do as you become involved. The Extension Committee, which is part of the SCC, works hand in hand with the field office in order that we don't conflict with your schedules here at school or your schedules at home. The field office is very willing to arrange with us so that you may become of service in our extension program.
This morning, as you leave the chapel, there are going to be some sheets of paper on two tables outside in the vestibule. So if you do have an interest, maybe you would just like to go one Sunday or one Thursday to observe at these institutions and then decide that it's not for you. But if you have any interest at all, please sign your name and we will contact you as time goes on in the future. The opportunities are open. There are areas which are crying for people to help. And we hope that here at Southeastern Seminary, we may be the people who will extend this helping hand, not only just as an extension committee, but as persons who are really concerned and who really care for other people and their needs. I hope that you will help us. May we stand for the benediction. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for life and what it means to be alive in this age of change. We pray that each one of us this morning will dedicate our lives to other people, that in dedicating our lives to others, we may also serve thee. We pray that you will guide us and direct us in our program during this coming year, that each effort that is made, each contact that is made, will be for thy honor and thy glory. Help us to be true to ourselves, to others, and to thee. As we strive to serve in the best way possible, help us to take advantage of all our opportunities each day that we live. For it's in Jesus' name that we humbly pray. Amen.